Soldiers, by John Dalmas, Chapter 1. The Wejnini. Grand Admiral Quan Shuk Gorlok waited. 39, the ship counted. 38, 37. After 11 years in hyperspace, Quan Shuk asked himself, how can these final seconds seem so long? 11 years of wondering what he'd find. Probably, hopefully, nothing, basically unfamiliar. Most of his people had spent the entire 11 years in a sleep so profound that aging was suspended. Even he had spent alternate months in a stasis chamber. 11 years of hyperspace, mostly between spiral arms. On the screen's display of the F-space potentiality, there had been whole months without the matrix distortion of a single star. Only today had they seen two on a watch, both clearly unsuitable. And now a third, judging by its mass, not a promising third. But it was time to emerge, examine the starscape. 24, 23, 22. He glanced around at the bridge watch, all of them tense, not so much as an ear flicked. But Quan Shuk was not deceived. Those long brain cases harbored thoughts, anticipation, apprehension. 13, 12, 11, 10. The word 10 focused him. His eyes gripped the matrix distortion caused by the massive stellar object, with a lesser distortion showing nearby. Unexpectedly, he too was gripped by apprehension. Intense apprehension. His bowel wanted to void right there on the bridge. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stars exploded onto the screen. Glorious. A panoply of brilliant points, almost stunning in their collective beauty. For a moment, Quan Shuk's emotions soared. Then responsibility took command. Responsibility for 26 million people. What would they find in this distant place, or what would find them? Every earlier swarm over the centuries had expanded the Empire's existing boundaries into space already probed by scouts. But this was territory, totally unknown. The brightest star was brilliant, blazing red, the primary of this system. 10 degrees to its left was the next brightest, a planet orbiting it. Reaching, Quan Shuk pressed a key, and on the screen, reality was replaced with a system mechanic simulation and a data menu. Already, NavComp was identifying and computing provisional orbits for the system's planets, along with their masses, spectra, solar constants. Perhaps one of them would prove habitable despite the red giant primary. Ship's mind would inform him promptly of any technically produced electronics.